with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland leading the way as Democrats rally around an illegal alien, allegedly an MS-13 gang member, deported by the Trump administration to his native El Salvador. Van Hollen announcing a planned visit to El Salvador to check on the well-being of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who's now in a Salvadoran prison. Quoting Van Hollen, should be a priority of the U.S. government to secure his safe release. New York State's top law enforcement officer reportedly the subject of scrutiny by the feds.
According to the New York Post, New York Attorney General Letitia James has been hit with a federal criminal referral for alleged mortgage fraud by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. In securing a loan for a home in Norfolk, Virginia, James is accused of claiming through her representative that the property would be her principal residence. Primary residences receive better rates, but the law states that the New York Attorney General, James, is required by law to have her primary residence in the state of New York. James is also accused of misrepresenting a 5-unit property in Brooklyn as a 4-unit property to receive better interest rates. The referral also includes a claim that James filed papers that listed herself and her father as a married couple. Keisha Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, making the case for extending President Trump's 2017 tax cuts, making them permanent. Heritage Foundation economist, former Trump advisor Stephen Moore.
That if we don't get this done, the average family is going to face a $3,000 tax increase next year. And I know I keep saying that over and over again, but I want to make sure people understand the urgency of getting this done.
He tells the Salem Radio Network it's up to Congress to get it done, although some Republicans are resisting.
Because politicians like to spend money. They don't like to save money.
Elon Musk's Doge team touting its latest finding, hundreds of millions of dollars in fraudulent unemployment claims. Wall Street Dow futures down 22 points. This is SRN News. Counting down to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The big event will take place in Berlin next month, 25 years after the last one in Amsterdam. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is hosting the Congress, which will feature representatives from 57 countries on the continent and will be presented in 8 languages. BGEA says the focus of the event will be on the theme of Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in 5 states have recently introduced symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, GOP legislators in Missouri and Tennessee are proposing measures creating a new category of marriage called covenant marriage that would be reserved for one man and one woman only. Covenant marriages would require that a couple undergo counseling prior to getting married. This is SRN News. Voters consider it important to keep illegal aliens from voting in American elections. Nearly 2/3 support legislation to require proof of citizenship for voting.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 75% of likely U.S. voters believe it is important to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in U.S. elections, including 51% who say it's very important. Just 22% don't think it's important to stop illegal immigrants from voting. The survey of 1,048 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 2nd and 3rd and 6th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 2 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
School district officials say a suspect in yesterday's shooting at a Dallas high school that wounded 4 students and drew a heavy police response has been taken into custody. Dallas Fire Rescue says 3 of the students were wounded by gunfire, the 4th injured in the lower body. More details at SRNNews.com.